And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Let go and let God. Ooh. Also, everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Okay, that's not me singing. That's the title of the other DDD. True believers, by the way, embrace. And then we'll wind it down with today's Facebook post. Taking inner stock.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. Now, I can do that oy vey in a couple different languages. I can do that where I'm feeling like I'm really cold in the Nordic region. Oy vey. Or I can do it where I'm really hot. You really? Or I can just do it the way that my family did it. Get off the couch, David. All right, that's it. Oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
A friend of mine says the greatest power the media have is the power to ignore. Here's a story they are ignoring. Remember the unmasking controversy surrounding allegations of surveillance against presidential candidate Donald Trump? It's easy to prove whether it happened or not, and how the names of those private conversations were used. It turns out the proof is no longer available. The material associated with President Obama's national security advisor, Susan Rice, has been shipped to the Obama Library in Chicago, a library that does not yet exist. The law states that documents from a presidency can be hidden for 5 years. Evidence that could prove one way or the other whether Rice and members of her team and the previous administration violated federal law and obstructed justice is not available. How convenient. Judicial Watch had sued to obtain the documents and make them public, so no communication documents about Russia or hacking or even the Democratic National Committee or anything else for at least 5 years, and I'm betting they'll never be found, and the media ignore the story. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to go over who is sponsoring this particular segment. Of course, that's going to be Sam Rasul. Right? We just had Sam on the other day, last week. He was terrific. I'd say Tom terrific, but his name is not Tom. He was excellent, like excellent Ernie, but his name is not Ernie. He was super fantastic, and that would work because it's Sam. Here's the dealios on Sam Aruni. Sam Aruni. Okay. ThinkSam.com. Now, we do the word association thing. So, here, I'm going to help you. Typically, we'll say real estate, Sam, real estate, Sam, real estate, Sam. We're going to do something different today. Watch this. Ready? Money, Sam Rasul. Money, Sam Rasul. Money, Sam Rasul. Saving money, Sam Rasul. Saving money, Sam Rasul. Saving money. Okay. I think you get the idea. ThinkSam.com. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission, which has never been gross. And he takes that and gives it 25% of that to whatever church or ministry you desire him to do it to. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. And Tugboat Todd and I say together, if it's not for you and somebody else, then we say, send them to Sam. There we go. Now we're in unity. Now we're there. Let's get ready to get into our next segment. Most people appreciate this one. It's E. coli termites. What's bugging me saying? E. coli termite and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E. coli termite dot com. 800-332-BUGS. This represents the spider that was in my sink the other day. That's a big one. Okay, anyway. So that's E. coli. Termite and pest control. Todd and I are going to do this one together. Tugboat Todd and I. Because this one has to do with candy. And candy wrappers. And I'm not talking about candy wrappers when they're going, ooh, 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 you, 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 woo, 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 which isn't rap anyway. If it rhymes, it's not really rap. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, I feel there is a scale problem. No, not me eating a candy bar getting on the scale. But when I pick up the candy bar and they're like, it's a share bar. Don't you want to share it with your friends? Well, yes, but I think there should be some volume in there for me to be able to share.
I know. It says share size. And so it kind of is like guilt tripping me into sharing. I feel like I got to share with somebody.
Yeah. See, now here's what you got. You got somebody's changing the scale, thumb on the scale kind of thing, and you have guilt. I believe candy bars should not be guilt-oriented and should represent what they are. A candy bar, not a candy drop.
Next time I get a share size M&M, Dave, I will give you one M&M. I'll give you an M out of my M&Ms. Mm. That's a half an M&M.
Mm. Wait, that's an M and an M. Okay, there we go. All right, don't forget about Pathways to Victory. Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday here at 11 AM right here on KPRZ. Let's get into our first DDD, which I don't even know what these sounds are, called Let Go and Let God.
Let go. Let
God.
Let go. Let
God.
Let go. Let
God.
How long did you spend doing that? I'm just asking. All right. Get ready. This is a little tough one. So this is in honor of one of my very best friends, Rob and his wife, and another one of my very best friends, Cindy. Rob and Cindy, in honor of their son getting married in the later part of last week. This is more specifically for Cindy Lou than anybody else. Let go, let God. Exodus chapter 4, verse 18. Then Moses went back to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, please let me go back to my relatives in Egypt to see if they are still alive. And Jethro agreed and told him Goodbye. Now, you're probably listening to that and going, what could possibly be in that portion that would interest me? Excellent question. Thank you for asking me. I'll make sure to take that question and print it out and put it on my wall. First and foremost, Mo, also known as Moses, and I can call him Mo. He's not upset about that. Moses is not there going, my name is Mo. He's in the presence of the Lord. He doesn't care. Mo sought the blessing of his parental unit. Oh, well, for those of you that have parental units that have faith attached into them, that's a real shocker, isn't it? No. My kids all came to me and talked to me about their departure. Well, let me rephrase that. They all told me what they were going to do and asked my opinion and then said they were doing it anyway. However, the point is they were looking for the parental blessing. Guess what? That's a good thing. Having your parents align with you in what you're trying to accomplish in life, that's a good thing. So when the Vinmeister, that's Vinny, by the way, married Angelina, he sought the blessings of his parents, Cindy Lou and Robbie Boy, and they granted that blessing and were a part of that experience. Parental blessing being sought, that's wise. But I want you to catch that this process of Moses asking Jethro to bless him in his departure. Listen to this. This is a testimony for our family life, and this is a testimony to our engagement with the Lord. Do you know that in your family life, God gives you testimony after testimony? God desires us to seek his approval and blessings first before we take actions. Now, I understand your parents aren't the Lord, but the example of seeking those who know more and are wiser and are entrenched, that is a good thing. And here's something that I wanted you to get that is, I don't think I've ever seen this. And that is, Moses comes to Jethro, and the scripture says, Jethro agreed and told him goodbye. Now, Zipporah is Jethro's daughter, and that's the one who married Moses. Remember, she was the one at the well. And so you understand what's going on, you know, family-wise. That's when Moses ran into the desert. He was in the desert for 40 years. When he first got there, he helped this woman and these people in regards to watering their cattle. That was Zipporah was one of those people. And they hooked up, and she brought them. Then she came back, and the dad, her dad said, why'd you come back so early? Oh, this guy helped us. Well, where is he? You didn't show him any courtesy? So they went, and they grabbed him. They brought him back to the house. Well, it ended up that she ended up marrying Mo, and they had kids, right? Jethro was the dad in this process, right? And Moses comes to his father-in-law and says, you know, I got to go. And Jethro agrees and then says goodbye. Do you know why they use the phrase goodbye? Because some people give a bad bye. That's why. Do you ever think of that? Probably not. You see, goodbye means good in the departure. A bad bye means bad. I don't support you. I don't stand with you. Right? That happens sometimes when the parent is too clingy and doesn't want the child to go, you know, to too many, you know, awkward places. Although, if it has to do with a liberal college, the parents should be a little bit more forthright and demanding, not wanting their child to be brainwashed by a bunch of lunatics. However, goodbye means that the departure is good. It's good for all parties involved. So Jethro gave his goodbye. And here's the testimony that you must understand that God gave, even in regards to the prodigal son. Regardless, now this situation was really good. And so it was a goodbye. And Jethro asked for the Moses asked Jethro for the blessing and got it. But there are some parents out there who have too hard a time of letting go. Because if the child goes, your youth is gone. And that's cute, but old. And you have to, as a parent, recognize that any child is a child of God first, and that you, as a parent, are simply a steward. That child is on loan until the Lord calls that child to task. So great on Jethro's part to bless Mo. Great on Jethro's part to give him a goodbye. And great on Jethro's part to let the child or the youngster, compared to Jethro, go. Parents, bless your kids and be in union with them. Kids, seek the blessing of your parents. That's how God wants it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
All creation bears God's autograph.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Allison Keita. Allison writes, "Some days seem to have a theme running through them. Recently, I had one of those days. Our pastor began his sermon on Genesis 1 with 2 minutes of breathtaking time-lapse photography of blossoming flowers. Then, at home, a scroll through social media revealed numerous posts on flowers. Later on a walk in the woods, the wildflowers of spring surrounded us. Trilliums, marsh marigolds, and wild iris. God created flowers and every other variety of vegetation and dry ground to grow in on the third day of creation. And twice on that day, God pronounced it quote-unquote good. On only one other day of creation, the sixth, did God make that double pronouncement of good. In fact, on this day, when he created humans and his masterpiece was complete, he looked over all he had made and saw that it was very good." Allison concludes, "In the creation story, we see a creator God who delighted in his creation and seemed to take joy in the very act of creating. Why else design a world with such colorful and amazing variety? And he saved the best for last when verse 27 says, he created mankind in his own image. As his image bears, we are blessed and inspired by his beautiful handiwork." Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, where my headset is cutting in and out. That's nothing that Tugboat Todd can do about it. I do want to let you know a few different things. Do not forget about Save the Children donor campaign. It's going to be coming up the month of July. I want to make sure people know we got Scott Wilder coming in. Every time Scott and I get together, it is some interesting radio, let me tell you. We're going to be working with them to help starving children from acute malnutrition. Kids that are in Ethiopia, they have got the ready-to-use therapeutic food that we're going to be talking about, and we're going to deal with that. And he just does a great job on radio. I pretty much got to go, Scott, and then he just keeps going. He's
Plumpy
good.
Nut.
Yeah, Plumpy Nut. That's what we call it, Plumpy Nut. And it's like peanut butter. I remember trying it from last night. It's got that peanut butter consistency. And I'm a big peanut butter fan. You know, some people are allergic to nuts. I'm just allergic to media. It's just completely different. I just break out in hives. Don't forget, Focus on the Family, Adventures in Odyssey Weekend. That's ending this week, the contest. You got 4 more days to do this. You can win a weekend adventure for your family free, free, free. You get airfare, hotel, transportation, and VIP front row tickets to their live event. Go on to KPRZ.com and click on the Adventures in Odyssey banner.
To Colorado Springs.
Oh, Colorado Springs. You know, it is nice there. I mean, it's really, really nice. And I'm telling you, if you know how, if you've ever flown, or actually it happens more when you're driving. If you ever driven into a city and as soon as you cross the city lines, you go, ooh, what's that? Well, that's real evident in the negative and real evident in the positive. When there's a lot of Christians in the community, you can almost tell it's almost a more peaceful kind of place. And when it's really negative, you kind of know. Colorado Springs, pretty cool because there's a lot of believers that exist there. I think stuff like that's cool. All right. The last thing I want to talk about, and then we'll get into our next Facebook post, is Marie Callender's. And if you're not a Marie Callender's fan, it's okay. You don't have to be. But I will say they're doing their promo, buy one pie, get one for $4.99. Buy one pie, get one for $4.99. What? Instead of a $20, $25, you get it for $4.99. Just go to Marie Callender's. You know, there's 3 locations in San Diego. So they're all over. And guests, you can beat the heat with the pair and share menu they got rocking right now. Available for 2. Guests can select from their different delicious menu items. I've eaten there, unfortunately, way too many times. My wife loves the chicken pot pie. That is her fave, period. Anyway, you can get 2 entrees, 2 slices of the legendary pie for $25 or $30. They got one of those rocking deals. So you get an appetizer chair, 2 entrees, and 2 pieces of pie for 25 bones. Don't tell me that's not a good deal. Also, I am told by our very own Susie Lopez that you can, if you join the new improved K-Praise fan club, you can have an opportunity to win a gift card. Okay, now we're talking free food. So, yeah, I don't care what you tell me. Free food. You just go to KPRZ.com to register or tap on the app. To win, there's nothing you got to do. You have nothing to lose. You do have a chance to win. There's no cost, no selling your information, nothing like that. But, dude, if you can get a gift card to Marie Callender's, why wouldn't you? 30 seconds of activity, 30 minutes of pie delight. 30 seconds, 30 minutes. What an investment. Okay. Now I want a piece of pie. Boy, that didn't help me at all. This diet thing is die with a T. Okay, let's get to the next DDD. Everybody ought to know. Didn't want to go with everybody ought to know. Just wanted to skip that one. That's an old song. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Actually, I'm glad you didn't do that because I've been singing that all morning. I needed a break. Exodus chapter 5, verse 2. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." 2 statements here that are very challenging. Who is the Lord that I shall obey him? I do not know the Lord. So question number 1, who is the Lord? Well, he's the creator of heaven and earth, the master of the universe and the multiverse. He's our heavenly father, the God of comfort, and the protector and the provider, and much, much more by his own name. This is who the Lord is. Ah. But the next thing Pharaoh said, therein lies the problem. I do not know the Lord. That's a problem. Not just for Pharaoh, but for too many professing Christians. What's a professing Christian? That's people that think that they're Christians because they're born in America and they've been to church 10 or 20 or 30 times in a lifetime. And they go during Easter and they go during Christmas, but not for anything but to appease the family. They don't have any connection to God, but they proclaim or profess to be Christians. That is not Christianity. Christianity is not Sunday and Wednesday nights either. Just so you can know. There's a problem with people who know of the Lord, but there's no active relationship with the Lord, so they don't know him. To know anyone, I'll just put it out there and let Tugboat Todd correct me if I'm wrong. To know anyone is to spend time with them. I don't know how you can know. Even if you're trying to know William Shakespeare from the past, you would inevitably have to dive into his writings, into the historical writings, into the writings that he had, into his material about him. Just to know, you would have to engage. And to know somebody often takes through the process of communication. That's active talking and active hearing, and that's how we know somebody. Well, there's a problem here, because Pharaoh made the first statement not really understanding who the Lord was. That was one of the reasons that God picked Israel, was to give identity to who he was to the world. That's why he picked them as his people, that they would be a witness for him. They weren't the best witness, obviously, but they were chosen to be a witness. And so Pharaoh's like, I don't know the Lord. I don't know how I should obey him. I don't know him. Who is he? I don't have a problem with Pharaoh saying that, because he was in the setup system. In other words, he was coming down one way or another because he was prideful and arrogant and wanted to abuse the people of God. So I got zero problem with that. I have a problem with Christians who say that. Well, how do we know what God thinks about anything? Well, I don't know. Somewhere between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, he tells you about 10 trillion things. Maybe you could look at that. You know, it's that big read it thing. You know what I'm saying? I know it's huge. It's just enormous. And isn't it amazing that you can read a TV guide for 3 hours, but to read the Bible for 3 minutes is like the challenge of a lifetime. Don't you think there's a reason? Don't you, you know, crossword puzzles? Oh, yeah. The Bible, words from God, can't understand it. Yeah, right. See, that's how bad it is. People are so convinced by the world that they don't pursue God. You know what the world has for you when you die? A dirt nap. You know what God has for you? An eternity. Want to compare? The world won't put you in hell because the world doesn't have any power to do anything. If a big rock hit the earth, nobody could protect the earth except God. I wonder how many rocks didn't hit us. I always wonder about that. Anyway, you don't want to say who is the Lord, but if you do, at least you can pursue to know him. But you don't want to say you've made that connection, but you have no idea who he is. You can't know of the Lord. You need to know the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Ah, a beautiful summer Saturday morning. Time to start all that yard work that needs to be done. Cutting the grass, trimming the bushes, tending to the garden. Too bad all this work's temporary. You can spend every weekend this summer making your yard look beautiful, but eventually, winter cold will come and take it all away. If you're looking to do something this summer with some longer-lasting benefits, how about reading the Bible? It says in Isaiah, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever." God's word never changes. It's filled with the truth about God's love for you. God came to earth as a man named Jesus Christ. He lived a perfect life, then died to save you from your sin. If you surrender your heart to Jesus, you're promised a life with God forever in heaven. If you'd like to learn more, the book of John in the Bible is a great place to start. And we can tell you more, too, at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Are you an optimist or a pessimist? I'm John Fuller with a Focus on the Family Minute. Do you tend to promote or discourage other people's goals and dreams? Here's Florence Littauer sharing a story about the importance of your words as she recalls her father and a box filled with newspaper clippings.
And I said, "What are these?" He said, "These are articles that I've written." I said, "Why didn't you tell me you could write? It was almost like I deserved to know I had a smart father. Why hadn't he told me before?" And he said, "Because your mother always said, because you don't have an education, you shouldn't try to write. What if you tried and it wasn't any good? We'd all be humiliated." My father had a box of broken dreams. Things he could have been, if only someone had encouraged him.
You probably have a family member or friend who needs your praise today. Tell them you believe in them and then watch what happens. Hear more encouragement at familyminute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know a couple things. Not the least of which is half-price tuitions. Go to kprz.com and click on the half-price tuition tab. As soon as you do, balloons and confetti will come pouring out of your screen. You'll hear all of these wonderful noises, and a marching band will come right out. No matter which room you're in, they'll sing the fight song for the Michigan Wolverines, and then they'll go right back in. And they won't leave any mess for you. Isn't that great? So just go to kprz.com and click on the half-price tuition tabs just to have that experience or to get half off private Christian schools here in San Diego County. Also, Experience Israel, Pastor Sean Thornton from, if you're not familiar with Pastor Sean Thornton, by the way, Calvary Chapel, fantastic pastor. He is heading up the tour taking place in November called Experience Israel Tour. .com, put on by Genesis Tours and Reuven Dorr, and we encourage you to go to experienceisraeltour.com. If you get stuck on that, just call the station. They'll be glad to help you out. Last, certainly not least, my very good friend Steve Wheeler, going to be filling in for me next week one day. He's going to be kind of taking the realms, giving me a little bit of time off. He is the director of Whitefields Ministries, a ministry that takes the gospel to the farthest places on the earth, helps rural pastors with educational, financial, and spiritual encouragement, and also offers clean drinking water to the villages they encounter who are using cesspools as water systems. And they do it at no cost, no charge. Go to whitefields.org to get more information. Whitefields.org. You get to see videos, pictures, their some of their missions, some of their plans. You know, the testimonies from pastors who've been blessed and lives have been changed, plus the believers whose lives have been changed from this ministry. Whitefields.org, John chapter 4, verse 35. Just wrote a DDD on that. this morning. Okay. Our very next DDD called True Believers Embrace.
True Believer.
What did you do?
True Believer.
All right, let's be honest. Where'd the sound come from? Is that like a space noise or some kind of keyboard synthesizer kind of thing?
You know, just like a magician, a board operator never tells his secrets.
What if the Federal Communication Commission comes in and asks you? Will you tell them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just check. True Believers Embrace. You're going to find this one just a little bit awkward, depending on where you sit. On the I am open, I am closed scale in Christianity regarding legalism. Exodus chapter 4, verse 27 and 28. Meanwhile, the Lord had said to Aaron, go in the desert to meet Moses. So he went to meet him at the holy mountain. And when he met him, he kissed him. That's a hug, kiss, greeting that they used to do for those from the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ123 group. Then Moses told Aaron, by the way, they're brothers, everything that the Lord had said when he told him to return to Egypt. He also told him about the miracles which the Lord had ordered him to perform. If you will recall, this is very shortly after the burning bush incident, where God tells Moses, time to go, and I want you to represent me. And Moses goes, I can't speak. I used to be a little better at speaking, but, you know, now, and really I was never bright at it, but, you know, I mean, this is never going to work. You got to have somebody else do it. So God said, all right, fine, we'll have Aaron speak for you. You'll be like God to him, and he'll be like your prophet to Pharaoh. And I was like, cool. So God has Aaron going to meet Moses. This is what we call a divine appointment. The Lord is already working this out. Aaron's always already on his way. It's kind of like when you arrive somewhere and you think, man, it was like I was meant to be here at this time. That's called a divine appointment. It's not like God has a Franklin planner up there, but he does have some kind of appointment book, and we're all a part of that. And so Moses meets Aaron. Remember, Moses is the younger brother of Aaron by 3 years. Some say four. Doesn't matter. And he shares everything God shared with him. He just kind of unloads on him. Blah, 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 blah. Burning bush. Burning bush. Da, da, da. Da, da. Snake turns a rod, turns into snake. It comes back to a stick, the rod. Stick my hand in. Leprosy, leprosy in, leprosy out. Ay, ay, ay. Right? Here's the thing. He didn't just share what God said. The scripture says Moses told Aaron everything the Lord had said to him about his return to Egypt. He also told him about the miracles. Now, I want you to think about that. Moses told him everything God said, and then Moses told him, look what happened. Listen to what happened. He's telling him all this wild stuff. There is an understanding amongst true believers, sincere believers, in regards to embracing one another's testimonies. Your testimony may be different than the person right next to you. Maybe you grew up in a Christian home. Maybe that person grew up in a broken home with no connection to God. And maybe for that person to get to God like you got to God, it took something extra to close that gap. Guess what? That's fantastic. Why? Because it's God working in all of us, and it's what God needs to do in us for us to get there. So last week, I had the privilege of having Chris Gordon and some of his board members come in. And Chris and I have talked on the phone, but I got a chance to share a little bit of my testimony. Now, Chris and I know, you know, especially in regards to the Reformed Church, that there's going to be a more conservative approach and they think of things differently. But you know what happened? When I shared what happened to me, you should have seen Chris's face light up. because he knew what I was sharing is what I went through, and it was all used to draw me closer to the Lord. Well, why is that important? That's important because true believers embrace whatever God is doing in anybody's life, as long as it's God and as long as it's, you know, that genuineness, and it's not required for everybody to go through the same thing. Being born and raised Jewish, about 99% of you will never go through what I went through, ever. But that's what it took for me to get there. And I love that you have somebody like Chris Gordon who does the show just before mine. And I know the teachings of the church. He knows the teachings of the church. In a conservative church like that, they teach much more of a conservative embrace. But I'm telling you, when you have genuine believers having genuine fellowship, it lights up the room. It doesn't matter. Reformed church, Baptist, Pentecostal, all got into the room. You're waiting for the joke part, right? Here's the joke part. Chris and I had a great time. That's the thing. John 12, 17 and 18. So the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify about Jesus. For this reason also, the people went to meet Jesus because they heard that he had performed this sign on Lazarus. There are times when you share. It is a blessing to believers. There's a time when you share and it is a blessing to unbelievers. But the genuinely sincere in faith love it. It's like, that is so cool. When somebody tells me about a miracle, I've had pastor after pastor sit across from me at this desk and tell me how God saved them. One pastor, as his mom was getting the abortion. And that the Lord told her to get up off the table. You don't think that's fantastic? Lights out fantastic. It's as much my testimony to hear as it is theirs to share, because it's the work of God. And that's my dad. How cool is that? Well, if God will do that for them. Ta-da! In other words, you're supposed to listen to these testimonies and recognize God does stuff. The reason I bring that up is to help us, not to hurt us. God does wonderful things. There is no shame and sharing those wonderful things. Even if somebody looks at you down their nose, it's their big fat nose that's the problem, not you sharing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Isn't it amazing that Jesus can use me? Because in his hands I'm changing to a servant.
Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. Seminary students often ask me if ministry becomes easier over the years, and it actually gets more difficult, honestly, because as you teach the word, fight for souls, and struggle against your own weaknesses, Satan's opposition grows. As you're more effective, he's more antagonistic. And with God, every aspect of ministry is vital, so Satan seems to attack on every front. That's why it's critical that all of us be humble and helpful to each other. When we do that, the body of Christ grows stronger and Satan can't as easily gain a foothold. Ministry is hard work and the obstacles are great, but the victories are even greater. be faithful to each other and to the cause, and enjoy the rich reward of victory. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about a court's decision to try to stop David Dalyden's undercover Planned Parenthood videos.
And that's what this is about. It's about suppression of the truth. There's no commentary here. I mean, if you've watched these videos, they're appalling. It shows the coarsening of society. But this is about a judge wanting to pick winners and losers, not deciding the facts of the law. And he's a shill for the abortion industry. He's protecting the abortion industry. I was a reporter one time, and I went in to a Planned Parenthood public health clinic, health clinic seminar. And the stuff that they talked about freely, which I recorded, they didn't know I was new as a reporter, and they didn't know that I was conservative. And I just put their words up. Oh, boy, did they get upset. Because we blew their cover. I mean, they say one thing publicly, but they say completely other things in private. You can't trust them.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 Gay Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't forget about HisAppointment.com. If you're interested in getting the book, go to HisAppointment.com. It's about encountering that really big, big encounter that's really, really, really difficult. However, we have a not a special. We just tell the audience. So if you go to HisAppointment.com/special, you can get the soft cover. I don't even know why they call it a soft cover. The paper cover for $9.95, something like that. You get an electronic version for like $4, something like that. Check it out. Give it a roll. Also, I should tell you this if you want to reach the show. I should tell you that every once in a while. We want to reach the show. Okay. Pick up that invisible phone and dial Tugboat Todd. I'd like to talk to David. Here you go. No. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Our phone number, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. There's Tugboat Todd letting you know he's right there. I do have to confess something. I mentioned this before, but I went too far again today. I don't know what it is. I need more self-control. So I was visiting some of the other Salem websites because I tend to look at the different sites, different things that are going on in the Salem company. And you can get a lot more off the websites than you can out of like their PR division. So anyway, I was checking out and then somebody wrote a really nasty note to our friends over in Texas. So I responded and, you know, said, hey, da, 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 you know, don't call people idiots. It doesn't seem like it's a very mature way. And then the guy wrote back with a really sarcastic, if the shoe fits, and blah, 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 and tried to say, you know, there's Christians who live in million-dollar homes, blah, 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 which is like, so I wrote back and said, out of 300 million Christians, you're going to pick one or two people to identify all of them. That seems a little bit lame. And then I said, in regards to the shoe fitting, I'm really sorry God didn't choose you. That's what I wrote. I'm sorry. I did. I told my wife. She said, don't write that. I'm like, why? It's true. She goes, well, what if they change later? I said, then I'll take it back. What? Come on. All right, let's get ready for a Facebook post. Am I supposed to be that nice? I don't think so. Called Taking Inner Stock. What do we got?
Naturally, when stockholders invest in a business, they hope to receive dividends to help pay for necessities of life.
Wow. It's like a stock 101 lesson. Really? You know what he didn't explain? What a dividend is. That'd have been nice. All right, never mind. Taking your side, Luke chapter 1, verse 49. For he who is mighty, referring to God, has done great things for me. And holy is his name. This was the other thing I put on that website. Because they had said Christianity is a relationship. Not a religion. And the person wrote, no, it's a religion. So I wrote this. He who is mighty has done great things for me. Okay, watch this. There's no I in me. Right. And sometimes it needs to be a me, not an I. It's got to be me. It's me. Well, there's no team in that. No, but there is me. And me is short for meat. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it's about me when I'm before the Lord. So it says he, referring to the Lord. Now, I don't mean that in a selfish, regular basis, but there are times where there is something taking place in your faith. It's called personalization. It's when you close the door and it's you and God. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. He, not a she and not an it, not a gaseous cloud on Pluto. Who is mighty? The Lord isn't weak. His ear is not deaf. His arm is not short. He is not blind. He's mighty and powerful. And here, Mary says he's done great things. How, what kind of things has God done for you? Great things. And then she says, for me. Has God done anything great for you ever? Answer that question now. Has God ever done anything great for you? Because if he did, it's personalization. It's a very personal proclamation. I understand that there are some current ministries that are like, well, it's not really a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Ridiculous. Jesus came to restore that which was lost in the garden. What it was going to be, we do not know. What it will be when we return, we do not know. But the fellowship with God was broken because of sin, and Jesus came to restore that which was lost. Period. You want to build on top of that? Fine. But that's the core. And you know what? God saved you. You. Not because you've done mighty things, but because the communion that he shares with you, he wants to take into eternity. That, my friends, is honor. That's a blessing. Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. You know, it's not difficult for people to say, well, why didn't Paul say, well, our God? Jesus did pray, our Father in heaven. Because there are times in prayer when it should be our Father, and then there's times when you're praying when it should be my God. My God, my as in personal. Now, don't misunderstand. I am not deflating unity. I am encouraging you to understand the multifaceted, the manifold elements of the wisdom of God. It is for us corporately, and it is for you individually. Why Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, as well as the Lord and Savior. Take inner stock. It is about you too. You are that important to God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll get a chance to hear our good friend Marty. Then we're going to come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
And heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.